Well, hey everybody, welcome to part one of episode 239 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it's brought to you by our good friends at Coldwell Banker Mid-America. Coldwell Banker is rooted in the legacy of our founder, renowned businessman and philanthropist, Marvin Pomeranz. We continue to tell his story through our love of people, homes, and the communities we serve. Our integrity guides our focus to empower people to make the best real estate decisions possible. We pair local ownership and knowledge with the power of an international brand and the most advanced technology to elevate the customer experience and expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. All right, well, we'll be talking a lot of football in part two of the podcast, but right now we're going to recap Ankeny Christian Academy's run to a second consecutive Class 1A State Volleyball Championship last week in Coralville. My first guest is the head coach of the Eagles, and she guided the team to a 39-3 record for the second year in a row. She is Michelle Quick. Michelle, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thank you.
Well, congratulations on winning another title. I know last week was kind of a whirlwind for you guys. You won three matches in 3 days. You know, there really wasn't much time to enjoy each win along the way. But, you know, have you had some time now to celebrate it a little bit and reflect on what your team was able to accomplish?
Yeah, a little bit. That week goes very rapidly. You know, you win and then you have to get back into it really quickly, and there's work to be done for the next opponent. As far as when it's over, it's kind of surreal. Getting through all of the messages and the kind words and all of the messages that people send to us is pretty amazing. And as I continue to kind of, you know, go out and about in the public, you know, many people are congratulating us and super happy for the program and for our school. And but it's nice once you kind of get past the championship night. It's time to kind of just relax and kind of be free. That's kind of what we've done over the last couple of days. And the congratulations kind of continue as we get out and about. But it's been a lot of fun kind of rewatching the games and just realizing the accomplishment that was made.
Oh, I'll bet. Well, yeah. You told me after the championship match that this run to the title was less stressful than last year. Of course, a year ago, you guys had to fight off some match points in the final against Gladbrook-Rhinebeck. And this year, you guys didn't face, you know, nearly as much adversity. You did drop the opening set against Newell Fond in the quarterfinals, and you did lose another set in the semifinals against BCLUW. But then you swept Holy Trinity Catholic in the final to defend your crown. So was there ever any doubt in your mind about whether or not, you know, your team would come out on top again?
You know, that's a tough one. As far as doubt, you know, we do a really, really a lot of focus on not allowing our minds to go there. We keep our players kind of thinking about, you know, the what if as opposed to the what not. We focus on staying calm, you know, what needs to happen on and off the court. We stick together, especially when we're in an environment where we can just be constant and focus on what could happen as opposed to what might not happen. You know, we work hard on that as far as, you know, staying positive and moving forward as far as that. We stay focused and tuned into the team. We focus on God's word and togetherness and try to keep that thought of doubt really nowhere in our mind.
Well, your team's only losses came early in the season. You lost a close match to Denver at the Meskwaki tournament August 26th, but you later avenged that loss at the Eplick-Parkersburg tournament on September 9th. Now, on that same day, you lost a close match to Grundy Center during pool play, and then you later lost a close three-set match to the Spartans during bracket play. You know, but that turned out to be your final loss because your team then reeled off 29 straight wins to close out the season. Both Denver and Grundy Center eventually reached the Class 2A semifinals, so they were both obviously good teams. You know, I'm guessing you weren't too concerned about those early losses. Do you think, you know, they might have benefited your team in the long run?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, losing to two top solid teams like that gives us an opportunity to, you know, think through what we learned, what our opportunities are, what we could improve on. We played well. We played solid against them. They're great opponents. And yeah, it really wasn't terribly concerning. Nobody likes to lose. We don't like to lose. But it's okay. It's okay for us to have that opportunity to learn from it.
Well, your team really dominated down the stretch. You went more than a month without even dropping a set until you got to the state tournament. You know, now after losing a set in each of your first two matches, it appeared that your opponent in the final, Holy Trinity Catholic, you know, might provide an even bigger test. The Crusaders had swept their first two opponents at state, and they were playing really well. You know, what was the key for you guys to dominate the match the way that you did?
We were ready. We knew Holy Trinity was tough. We had heard about them kind of all season and watching their rankings as well, but our girls were ready. We came into the practice gym, or actually that morning we spent time watching Holy Trinity in the previous matches. We focused on their game, where we could score points, how their rotation matched up with our rotations. We talked about what we needed to do going into that match. When we got to the practice gym, it was pretty early. We just kind of laid around, and the girls were rolling out their muscles and watching the Dyke New Hartford game, spending some time devotional with each other and focusing on God's Word. We didn't talk a lot of strategy at that point. We didn't talk about gameplay. We just relaxed and stayed calm. But then when it's time to get up and start getting warmed up, the strength that the girls carried in our warm-up was on fire. They were serving very aggressively, and there was power in our hits, and the girls were confident, and that's really what it boiled down to, is they were ready to go.
Yeah, I thought maybe I'd see another 5-set match, because I'd seen a couple with the Ankeny teams earlier in the week, but you guys certainly made that not happen. You guys went on a big run there in the third set to help close out the match. Anna Weathers had 4 of her 5 aces during that run, and overall your team had 11 aces in the match. For the season, your team boasted the state's top 3 servers and aces, as Katie Quick, Macy Naring, and Carly Craighead were the only players in the state to finish with more than 100 aces. Now, that's a pretty impressive feat. Is that just kind of an indication of how aggressive you guys like to be with your serving, you know, that you really try to score points off your serves?
You know, that's an interesting question. We get asked that kind of throughout the season, as far as are you serving to score points? And we're really not. We're serving aggressively. We focus on our aggressive serving. We focus on speed changes, kind of like a softball pitcher. We work on fastball, off speed, change up, or drop the ball short. If we can keep them guessing, really our main goal is to keep the other team out of system. If we can keep them out of system, we can focus on running our offense. So if they're out of system, they're going to give us an easy ball back, or they're going to be kind of scrambling to get something set up for their team, and then they're going to give us an opportunity to run our offense, which is what we like to do. Throughout the season, I've had several coaches ask me, do other teams struggle with your serving? And my answer is always, yes, I've heard that question before. And the coaches usually at that point thank you for the answer, and they're like, okay, we feel better about it. Aggressive serving is absolutely a focus that we have, and we have a strong serving team all across the board, and the aces just happen when we serve aggressive.
Well, your team will now have to replace a couple of key pieces. Libero Reese Gertie, who led the team with 329 digs, will graduate along with middle hitter Chloe Rowe. Those are going to be some significant losses, but do you feel like there are some kids coming up who can fill those shoes?
Yeah, filling those positions is always tough. You know, every year when seniors go on and they're part of that mix, we actually have 4 seniors that are going to be a little bit of a challenge for us to find that right fit. Piper Ansel and Ava Herbel were 2 seniors that didn't play in the normal rotation, but when they needed to come in critical roles, especially against Newell Fonda, Cardi went out of the game, and those two had to come in and do what they needed to do, and they did. They were ready. They were on the next one in the game, and they came to do what they needed to do. Chloe has the height advantage. She's got some height. We don't have a lot of height behind her coming up, and she also has that personality that's solid for our middle. Reese has been our libero for 3 years, and she's played it very well and very solid. Next year our 5 primary starters are our seniors. They're going to be seniors next year, and we do have some younger players. There's a lot of kids out there. We have a lot of kids in our program, and there's definitely some possibilities, and we'll figure out who that is and who wants to fight for that spot.
Like you mentioned, your team will return the bulk of its starting lineup next year. Katie was the captain of the all-tournament team each of the last 2 years. Carly was also on the team both times, and they were joined on the team this year by Macy. Anna will also be back along with another starter, Morgan Fincham. You know, I'm pretty sure you guys will be ranked number 1 in the preseason going into 2024. You know, you have to feel pretty good about your chances to three-peat, don't you?
Yeah, it's definitely on my mind. I've heard the phrase "one more in 24" a couple of times, so it kind
That's
of
good.
Resonates.
That's good.
Yeah, I kind of feel it. It feels good. With those 5 on the court and filling in those additional holes, it's a possibility. I'm sure the number 1 ranking is going to be there. We were used to that this year. It's not a guarantee. Anything could happen. You know, Anna and Morgan are key players in the group as well. They play a huge role on the team, and as far as offense and defense. And it's just a blessing to have, solid players that connect really well, and filling in those pieces next year is really what's going to make that happen for us, if it's that possibility. And when we get back to the gym next summer, camps, preseason, and things like that, we'll start evaluating and figuring out, who are those players that can fall into those roles or jump into those roles. And it's bigger than fundamentals. There's a lot of connections and conversations and kind of that can-do attitude, and are they ready for that?
Well, I wanted to ask you about your schedule for next year. I don't know how far in advance you guys set these things up, but, you know, is there any way that your team could play a couple of bigger schools just to challenge yourselves, you know, possibly even Ankeny or Ankeny Centennial?
Mm-hmm. We work on our schedule constantly kind of throughout the season. My athletic director, Dave Walter, he's fantastic with being very engaged, and we're looking at, you know, who's playing who, when, and where are some maybe possible opportunities. We only get put 14 playing dates, so we're limited on the amount of dates, and, you know, a lot of schools have their schedule pretty well set, you know, when you start to include conference in that. Last year, we were able to kind of add and drop some tournaments, and we were able to get into the Appleton Parkersburg tournament, and we were able to kind of up our game as far as some of the competition throughout the season. So we're hoping for that this year. We did get a couple of emails this week already for some schools that are wanting to play us. As for Hawks and Centennial, you know, it'd be great. I don't know that they have a lot to gain by playing us. But we do play them in preseason scrimmages and postseason scrimmages. Even this year, we played Dowling, North Polk Valley, ADM. We played Centennial three times this year, so we have been on the court with them. And it's great for our team. It's great for us to you know, be able to play at that pace. And you know, hopefully we'll continue to do that in the future as well.
Well, yeah, of course, Ankeny and Centennial, you know, both have very good programs as well, and they play each other this year at the state tournament. And, you know, I just thought it would be cool to get all three teams in the same gym on the same night, and I didn't know if this would even be a possibility, but, you know, since Ankeny and Centennial will be playing each other next season, you know, in their usual best-of-five match, you know, I thought it would be cool if they made it into a triangular and had each of those teams, you know, play maybe like a best-of-three match against you guys before they played each other, but maybe they don't want to take away from, you know, that match between the two of them.
Sure. Yeah, I know. I thought, you know, Jags, Hawks, Eagles, I don't know. It sounds pretty good to put all those three together. You know, I know theirs is a conference match. So they have to do the 3 out of 5 for that conference match. You know, I don't know. I don't know what they would think that having us come in. I know that there's definitely some respect for our girls and the ability and the talent that we have, especially when we scrimmage each other. It's kind of a grudge match. It's, you know, it's kind of a fight to the finish. We're definitely happy to be able to partake in those opportunities too. It doesn't go on record, it doesn't go on our schedule, but you know, our girls have that ability and that knowledge and to get to play against those players that they know and are familiar with them. But who knows? You never know.
Well, it's pretty cool just to have three teams in one town that are all as good as they are.
Mm-hmm. For sure, for sure.
Well, hey, Michelle, thanks a lot for coming in tonight. Congratulations again on the title.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You bet. All right, my next guest is a junior setter for the Eagles, and she was named the captain of the all-tournament team for the second straight year. She led the entire state this season with 150 aces and ranked fourth in Class 1A with 880 assists. In August, she verbally committed to play for Drake, and she is also the daughter of my first guest. She is Katie Quick. Katie, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you bet. Well, congratulations on winning another championship. You know, have you had a chance to get some rest here in the last several days? I'm sure you needed it, didn't you?
Yeah. The first night, I didn't get too much sleep, but yeah, I've definitely been able to catch up on my rest since then. But a handful of us girls, volleyball girls, are also doing basketball, which started Monday. So it's a little bit of a quick turnaround.
Yeah, not much rest there then, huh? Well, you told me at the state tournament that this year had a different feel to it because you guys were the favorites going into it and not an underdog like last year. Do you think you guys enjoyed this title as much as last year, or was it more a feeling of relief since there was some pressure on the team to finish on top again?
It was definitely a little bit of a relief, but yeah, it was still super exciting. It definitely felt a lot different this year. Maybe just because we didn't win as much of a dramatic way as last year, but that doesn't mean we didn't enjoy it. It was still like super awesome.
Well, we talked with your mom about the losses that your team had early in the season. Did you ever get concerned by any of those losses, or did you just chalk them up to being, you know, good learning experiences since you did lose to some quality opponents?
I don't think the losses ever concerned us, but yeah, they did keep us hungry for future wins. And for all those losses, we were missing one of our starters, which could have made a little bit of a difference, but we were able to fight back and learn from those games.
Well, your team did lose a set in each of your first two matches at state, but you then completed your run to the title in style by sweeping Holy Trinity Catholic in the final. I knew you guys really wanted that sweep badly just to put an exclamation point on your championship, didn't you?
Yeah, we really wanted that one in three. It kind of made up for the two sets in the previous days where I think we might have just gotten into tiny little ruts and lost some focus, but yeah, that sweep in the championship felt really good.
Well, you guys did have to overcome a little adversity in the quarterfinals against Newell Fonda when Carly Craig had left the court in a third set with a severe cramp in her calf, and she did not return. Now, did you know right away what was wrong with her, or did you just have to focus on continuing to play and doing what you needed to do?
Yeah, I knew right away because Carly's my best friend, and I can normally tell when something's wrong. And at one point between plays, she told me she was cramping, so I knew it was happening. But I think our girls did a great job at just staying focused on the game and taking care of business.
Well, Anna and Macy both stepped up in that match with 19 kills, so that kind of offset the loss of Carly. And like we talked with your mom, you know, your team will now have to replace Reese and Chloe next year. Are you confident that some capable replacements will be able to fill those spots?
Yeah, I think we will have players that will be able to fill those roles. We had a bunch of young girls on the sideline this year, and I hope that they're excited and hungry to step into those roles and to get on the court with us.
Well, you guys had a number of matches this year where you won by scores of like 25-7, 25-7. You know, many of your opponents simply weren't on your level. Do you think one of the biggest challenges you'll face next season will be to not get complacent?
Yeah, and we even focused on that this year. We went into some of our games this year knowing our opponent, and we made goals about how many points we were going to keep them under just so that we would stay focused and not get lazy.
Well, we talked to your mom about the schedule and whether there was any way to beef it up next year. And I know Macy told me for the Prep of the Week feature that she knows many of the kids on both the Ankeny and Centennial teams and plays with some of them in club ball, you know, and would love that opportunity to play either of those teams as well. How do you think your team would have fared against either the Hawkettes or the Jaguars this season? I guess you guys did see them in some scrimmages. But
yeah, we're really fortunate to be able to play them. Some of those teams in preseason, we scrimmaged Centennial 3 times this year, and we scrimmaged them last year too, and some other teams like Dowling and North Polk. And so those games are really beneficial to us, just continuing to play at a high level.
Well, Macy told me that you guys did get a chance to watch Dyke New Hartford a little bit at the state tournament. Dyke went undefeated this year and won the Class 2A crown, and some people speculated that they might be one of the state's best teams ever, regardless of class. You know, what did you think of their team?
Yeah, Dyke is a super great program. A handful of us juniors actually got to play against some of their junior girls when we were younger. So that was super fun getting to play against them as we grew up, and they've always been tough competition for us. So it's kind of cool getting to see, like, oh yeah, she played, like, just kind of remembering that.
Well, Katie, before I let you go, I just wanted to ask you about your commitment to Drake. The Bulldogs currently boast a 20-7 record heading into Friday's match at Valparaiso. You know, so they've had a good season. And I know the Drake coaches have been at some of your matches, and I assume you've done likewise. Have you seen them play a few times?
Yeah, we've gone to a handful of their games. Super fun to just see how they're doing and see what my future is.
Well, I was looking at their stats, and sophomore Addison Beagle has started most of the matches at the center position. She's been backed up by another sophomore, Madison Geis, I think it's maybe pronounced. Now, I don't know if Drake has recruited any other setters, but, you know, if not, it looks like those two girls would both be seniors when you join the program in the fall of 2025. So you kind of thinking that you might have to play behind those two for a year, and then you might have a chance to take over that spot?
Yeah, I think when I talked to Coach McBroom, he said that the plan was that I would be under those two, just kind of learning from them my first year. And the plan would be that I would be able to set my sophomore year. And I do know that they did sign a 24 walk-on, so a setter. And so, yeah, we'll just see what the future holds. And, yeah, I'm excited to see what happens.
We're such a versatile player because, you know, you can obviously hit the ball as well. I mean, you could probably fill in at other positions if you had to, couldn't you?
Yeah, and he even talked to me about that. It was kind of funny. He was like, I like how you are versatile in some other things. So that'll be exciting to see what might happen.
Well, that's awesome. Well, hey, Katie, congratulations again on the title. And thanks a lot for coming in tonight.
Thanks for having me.
You bet.